Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
The ball in the end zone, the interception, that was on me. You know, it's one of our favorite plays, a play that we are really efficient on, one of our better plays. And the backer kind of got underneath me a little bit, made me wide, and then the safety was came down, and I didn't get around like we worked on all week and put Jay in a bad bind. So that's really on me. The second one, he just threw a terrible ball. So that's on Jay. That's on Jay. He was rusty. But, you know, we understood that this was the type of game we were going to have. You know, the guy's been on ice for weeks now. You know, so it was a good thing that we were able to get through it, get a victory, and still have hope. So hats off to him. You know, he's been doing it all year when he was in there, you know, playing lights out in the fourth quarter. So we expected to win. We expected it to be a little rough, and we came out on top. Well, you know, you guys been around him for a while now, and you know, he's not going to show it. But the human side of things, you got a guy, Josh McCown, playing lights out. You know, probably playing the best football of any quarter, better than any quarterback in the National Football League. I would be crapping my pants if I was him. You know, I can only imagine the commentators, the fans back at home after the first and second pick, what they were saying. I'm sure they was ready to hang him. But, you know, this team's been resilient all year, faced adversity, really good all year, and was nothing short of that today. You guys know Jay, man. Doesn't matter if he hurts himself in an NFC championship game, if the fans are booing him, you know, if he throws a pick, if he throws a touchdown, it's right here, you know, and that's what I love about Jay, man. Doesn't matter the situation, he's going to be the same guy, you know, and that's what I respect about him as a player, as a captain, but also as a friend. It's execution. I mean, that, you know, I don't think our coaches get enough credit. You know, you hear everyone, you know, this whole week's been a lot of noise, a lot of distractions. You know, people want to do stories around Alshon and myself, you know, the receivers. You know, Matt's having his best year ever. The offensive line is playing like studs, probably top five offensive lines in the league. And, you know, our coaches don't get a lot of credit. You know, they work hard and they put us in position to be successful. And that's you know, that's tough. You know, I've been around a few places, and our coaches do a great job. And so it's a lot of hard work, and probably majority of it goes on our coaches, you know, starting with Coach Trustman. Probably his third one. It's not up there with the last two, but it's one of those where, you know, I ran a shorter route, and if they suck up on me, we're going to throw it over top. If they take Alshon, which they did, you know, he was going to hit me. You know, I thought the ball was coming. When I saw the ball go up, Jay got hit, and it seemed like it was short. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be an interception. And the corner didn't get his head around, and I was like, all right, incomplete. And Alshon somehow came up with it. I actually was walking back to the huddle, and I saw it. And I was just put my hands up, did one of these things, and walked up to him and, you know, gave it to him. So he's the man. Yeah, it was the pressure from Alshon trying to keep up with him, man. It's been weeks since I made a nice catch. I mean, I've been playing consistent, but you know, I can't let the youngster outdo me. But he's doing it right now, and that was my one shot of trying to keep up with him. No, I mean, we talk about just being efficient and playing good ball. You know, I'm not buying into that. You know, in the past, we can probably say that. You know, I don't think he was surrounded by, you know, adequate coaches. And that's not all the coaches out there. We work with some really good coaches. But there's times where he didn't have the best support, you know, upstairs and around him on the field. This year, you know, started off a little rough, but it's a new offense. Got to get the chemistry down, and you know, we were developing, we were coming together. So I just think it's part of our whole growth as a package, and you know, him being rusty today. Yeah, I mean, no, it's not a rough week. It's one of those things where the organization is in a tough position. You know, you got Josh McCown playing lights out, but you have your franchise quarterback on the side. You know, that's a tough decision, but you know, there's no quarterback competition, and you know. It was just tough for all of us. So, you know, we all rallied around, you know, Jay coming back. We were excited about it. And he led us in the fourth quarter, man. And we'll do better and clean it up next week. No, I mean, Joe's a really good player, young player. I think he's maturing and probably a top 10 talent in the league as far as at the cornerback position. But, you know, our game plan didn't change.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.